Warning: The Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation, home of borders, language, culture. And here he is, Michael Savage.
Last night, on my orders, America's armed forces began strikes against ISIL targets in Syria. Today, the American people give thanks for the extraordinary service of our men and women in uniform, including the pilots who flew these missions with the courage and professionalism that we've come to expect from the finest military that the world's ever known.
The entertainer finally did it. Great. All right. Welcome to the Savage Nation. The basic question is, and I'm going to give you my analysis, is first of all, we all want to see ISIS wiped off the planet. We all like to see them eaten by the tiger. We'd all like to see them disappear. We'd like to put a bomb in their mother's house before they put a bomb in ours. And we all do salute Obama's air campaign. However, the however is he's done it unconstitutionally. He has no power to do this. He's taken power unto himself. Of course we want to see ISIS wiped off the planet. But you have to ask yourself, Britain has not yet joined the air campaign. And you know why Prime Minister David Cameron has not yet joined the air campaign? Because he said striking inside Syria is a legal issue. And he also must get the permission of, believe it or not, how quaint, Parliament. Would you believe that Cameron is that quaint that he believes that he must get Parliament's approval to engage in airstrikes within the sovereign territory of another nation? How quaint can you get in an age of totalitarianism? Now, not absolute totalitarianism, not of the Hitler-Stalin type. It's called soft totalitarianism of the type that we see with Obama. Now, what worries me about this is that, sure, again, we want to see ISIS wiped off the planet. We're all saying, thank God it's long overdue. Hit him, hit him, hit him, kill him, kill him, kill him. But hold on. You know what this really is, don't you? They're getting a twofer out of this. The twofer is they want to take out ISIL, Bubba ISIS, whatever they're calling themselves today. Every day they invent a new name. A new name, they come up with another boogeyman of some kind of fanatical Muslims, and then he tells they're not Muslims. So far as I can tell, all of these boogeymen, Islamic groups, are Islamic. I mean, I can't, pardon me, I'm not as smart as Samantha Powers or the president or Tom Brokaw's descendants in the media, but it seems to me they're all Muslims fighting for Allah. But nevertheless, put that aside. What bothers me here is that they're using this pretext to take down ISIL in order to bring down Assad. Now, I'm not a fan of Assad. Assad is a dictator. But I also studied what went on under Obama's previous desires to bring about democracy. Need I remind you that everywhere Hillary Clinton's plan to bring down a dictator has been enacted, there's been a disaster that followed. Do I have to tell you what she did in Libya after killing Gaddafi? Do I have to remind you what almost happened in Egypt after Obama and his merry pranksters brought down Mubarak? So now they have learned nothing from their diabolical insanity, and they want to bring down Assad. Are they asking themselves who will take over Syria once Assad is gone? I don't know. A logical conclusion would be it'll be terrorists of the type that we're trying to destroy who will soon have a sovereign air force called Assad's Air Force. Now, how do I know that this is just a cover to attack Assad? Duh. Because they've told us so. I want you to listen carefully to the man himself in clip number four. Listen carefully to President Obama, to line number three. Listen carefully.
Meanwhile, we will move forward with our plan supported by bipartisan majorities in Congress to ramp up our effort to train and equip the Syrian opposition, who are the best counterweight to ISIL and the Assad regime. And more broadly, over 40 nations have offered to help in this comprehensive effort to
The best counterweight to ISIL and the Assad regime. Not to be outdone is the inimitable Samantha Powers, who said the following. Do we have her on tape, Neil? Did we get her? Because, okay, this is Samantha Powers, whoever she is. She has some kind of job within the dictatorship. I don't know what she does, but listen to her now on the Savage Nation.
The training also will service these troops in the same struggle that they've been in since the beginning of this conflict against the Assad regime.
Bingo.
Let me note, the Free Syrian Army and other moderate forces have been fighting ISIL since December. They have pushed ISIL out of strategic areas. The reason that they've lost the moderate opposition...
All right, let's stop right there. That's an exclusive interview with nothing but communism, NBC News. Again, it's the Assad regime. This is a cover story to invade Syria and take down Assad. What will happen will be the exodus of 200 to 300,000 Christians, the slaughter of Alawites and Christians, again, by the moderate rebels who we are supporting. This is insanity. I don't think anyone understands what's going on. To me, the same mentality that permitted a deranged, drugged man to jump the fence at the White House and get into the White House without killing him, this is the same mindset that is now attacking Syria under the guise of taking out who they're calling ISIL. They changed it again today to something else. They came up with a new name. Today they came up with another Islamist boogeyman. I don't know what the latest name is. But here's a little something for you to contemplate that you may not have seen. I found this minutes before the show began. Here's the headline. You can put two and two together. Russia holds massive military drill. 155,000 troops, 4,000 tanks, 632 aircraft, and 84 ships. Notice I stated that Russia is holding a massive military exercise in Russia's Far East. And they are using 155,000 troops, not simply air power, not just air power, but they're using 155,000 battle-hardened Russian troops, 4,000 tanks, 632 aircraft, and 84 ships. Now let me connect the dots for you. Assad in Syria is a client of Russia. Do you understand this? Do you get that? 155,000 troops compared with our military, which says they will not use troops. It's wonderful to see the Tomahawk missiles flying, but I have a question about that as well. We fired over 50 missiles at $1.2 million apiece. Why don't the Saudi Arabians pay for them? Why don't the Qataris pay for those? Why don't the Bahrainese crooks pay for this with the oil money that they've raped us for? What are we paying for another war in the Middle East? Again, we've learned nothing. We liberate 28 million Shia in Iraq. We don't get so much as a gallon of oil out of them. They go and sell it to China at a reduced rate. Again, we're paying for them. Again, we're the Hessians fighting for the Sunnis. And that's another thing that you missed. This is the first time in history that these Sunni Arab nations are attacking a Sunni group. This is a very interesting part of the puzzle. You've got this little coalition of Sunnis. I guess you could say America's a Sunni Arab nation in some ways. I mean, I say that affectionately. We all suspect that the middle name Hussein has some relationship to some sect of Islam, and I would assume it's a Sunni sect, and there's nothing wrong with that. I mean, if both of your fathers were Muslim, you would have sympathies towards Muslims. Okay, so your allies are now Saudi Arabia, Qatar, UAE, whatever they are. Who remembers Bahrain? I'm going to read it off a sheet. They're all Sunni nations, and they're our new allies. What they're doing, I don't know. What are they providing? What are they providing in all of this? We're firing the Tomahawk missiles. It's our boys flying the Raptors and the F-18s. I mean, are they flying missions? I have no idea. We're just giving them state secrets on how to fly our planes and how to use our radar. I have no idea what they're doing. What have the Qataris have done so far? What have the Saudis done so far? Do we know? I don't know. I have no evidence on that. So, again, I've given you a big overview here. Britain has not joined because it's frightful for Cameron to do so without having gone to, believe it or not, as I say, how primitive can you get, how quaint, rather. He has to go to Parliament to get approval to join the coalition against icicle targets in Syria. Isn't that quaint? Obama has found out a way to bypass those things. What do we need a cumbersome Congress for? Isn't it better to have a nice, clean dictatorship than have a cumbersome government of the type that we used to have before the dictatorship arose in America, with a little help from their friends at CNN, ABC, CBS, NBC. I mean, come on, let's be clear. Congress was okayed in the age of the buggy whip. Congress was a useful thing to have when there were no telegraph lines. You needed a Congress, but hey, we've gone from telegraph to telephones to email. There's no need for Congress. They just mail it in. They go to their condos in Jacksonville with a case of scotch, or to Cartagena, Colombia, to see what the CIA, to see what the Secret Service was enjoying down there. And they email their approval at every turn to make certain that the money keeps flowing into their district. That's a cleaner form of government. I don't know why you people are so stuck on this Constitution business. It's a piece of parchment, for God's sakes. along the lines of the Bible. I mean, who believes in the Bible anymore? What are you stuck with the Constitution? Are you people crazy? What, are you still in the fourth grade? You actually believe we need a Constitution? We have a nice young man in the White House. He's so smart. The man knows more than everybody on the planet. So why not back everything he does, whether it be an attack on a sovereign nation in Syria, under the guise of attacking ISIL, which was a creation of this government to begin with, according to the very knowledgeable people, or climate change, which you know doesn't exist. In fact, we know climate change exists for sure because it's been changing from the day we were born. Climate has always been changing. That's one constant, which is weather always changes. So they've turned it now into an industry. And they're claiming that anyone who doesn't go along with it is a lunatic who belongs in a Nuremberg climate trial. That's a little later in the show. RFK Jr., remember him? The nice little boy. RFK Jr. was cute. Remember him? Outside when the father with the horse, with the foot, with the shoe, with the thing, with the thing, with the Pennsylvania Avenue. He's grown up to be a moron. He actually stated that anyone who doesn't agree that there's man-made global warming should be tried and put in prison. But what would you expect from a guy who married Larry David's TV wife? I mean, would you expect anything less from lunatics who talk to Larry David? How much more can you expect out of this world that RFK Jr. not only says we disagree with them, but we have the science now? You should be arrested if you disagree with them. But I'm missing the point now. I've gone from war to climate. And so as I say to you, Russia is the secret issue here. And Russia is holding a massive military drill of 155,000 troops, 4,000 tanks, 632 aircraft, and 84 ships in the Eastern Military District. And it's taking place right now as I speak between September 19th to 25th. This exercise was preceded by unannounced combat readiness checks. Now, why do you suppose Russia is doing such a massive, unprecedented, quote, peacetime exercise? Do you think it's related in any way to the invasion of Syria by the, quote, U.S.-led alliance? And why are we so obsessed with taking down Assad when Assad was protecting the Christians from the bloodthirsty, psychotic Muslim murderers in Syria? What the hell is wrong with the churches in this country that they become useless stooges of the federal government? I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Your Savage Nation is sponsored by SwissAmerica.com. It's the only company I trust for tangible assets, gold and silver. Call 800-BUY-COIN. You know, look, we're all cheering right now as we see the missiles fly. It's a very populist thing to launch missiles and bombs. We like it. We want people dead. We love to see their headscarves flying to Allah land. That's where they belong. They should be wiped out. You should atomize them for the things they're saying. You think this is a joke. This is no joke. These people are more dangerous than Hitler was. The only difference is they don't have an air force. They don't have tanks, etc. But they're worse than Hitler. And if you think that this is not true, then you've got to listen to their rhetoric. An ISIL spokesman said, "We will burn your crosses and enslave your women." He also said that Muslims living amongst us in Canada, America, France, and Australia should murder any non-believer amongst them. So Muslims in America are being told to strike out on their own, kill you, in other words. Kill them in any manner, any way, however it may be, he said on the recording. He said Muslims are like predatory warriors who face death bare chests. And he said Muslims do not need permission to kill any non-believer. Now, he's talking about the people amongst you in this country. Why do I say that? Well, because if you don't want to accept the government's position, that's not a drink. It's not a dairy drink. A kefir apparently is sometimes confused with a dairy drink, but it is not. Now we wake up and we find out there's a little-known group that was about to kill us called the Khorasan Group. I mean, what is a Khorasan? First it was Al-Qaeda. Then it became ISIS. That was the next boogeyman. Now it's Khorasan, and they were going to smuggle in a toothpaste bomb? What is a Khorasan? A Japanese chorus girl? Papa-san? What is a Khorasan? How do they get names like this? Who invents these things? And they said there was an imminent attack planning against the United States this time with toothpaste bombs. Little is known about the Khorasan group, which the Pentagon said has established a safe haven in Syria to develop external attacks. U.S. intelligence believes that the organization Khorasan, blah, blah, blah. How do they know these groups? What do you mean it's an outgrowth of Al-Qaeda? Well, what does that mean, an outgrowth of Al-Qaeda? It's all one and the same thing. So we all, look, let's back up again. Yes, kill them all. Let's start with that. I don't care if they're called Khorasan, Papa San, Mama San, ISIS, Schmeisis, Bubba Mises, Icicle, Picicle, Hicicle. Kill them! I don't care anymore. Just kill them. We all want that to happen. However, the president is acting in an unconstitutional manner. He should have gone before Congress for authorization. And what really, really disturbs Michael Savage is that Russia is right now holding a massive military drill, 155,000 troops, 4,000 tanks, 632 aircraft, and 84 ships, not exactly in the area, but in the Eastern Military District. And it's a combat readiness activity because they're getting ready for the U.S.'s invasion or bombing of Syria. And I fear World War III. I think Samantha Powers, I think that the four horsewomen of the apocalypse, I fear that the Muslim sisterhood that's running this country is so crazy, so juvenile, so insane, that they're liable to plunge us into something we can't get out of. How do you feel about that? Dave on WBAP, welcome to the Savage Nation. What's on your mind?
Yeah, Dr. Savage, these bums that are so-called conservative talk show hosts, they call for the bombing of a sovereign nation as serious.
Wait, are you saying other so-called talk show hosts who are allegedly conservative want Syria bombed?
From what I've heard, yes. And local people here in Dallas, I mean, it's disgusting.
All right, well, it's because they're high school dropouts. By and large, I know who you're talking about. It's a troika of people who dropped out of high school because they were either drug-addled or stupid. And quite myopic, and they don't really know what they're talking about. People write their scripts for them. So how would they know what's really going on if they can't play checkers?
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
The Savage Nation.
This is a really shocking thing that there's no federal intervention here.
Weekdays, noon till 3.
On Hot Talk by 60.
We're joined in this action by our friends and partners, Saudi Arabia, the United Arab Emirates, Jordan, Bahrain, and Qatar. America's proud to stand shoulder to shoulder with these nations on behalf of our common security. The strength of this coalition makes it clear to the world that this is not America's fight alone. Above all the people and
government. We wish him luck. We want the commander-in-chief the greatest of success. Our only concern is that he should have gone to Congress, not to CNN, for the approval. That's all. Our friends and partners in Saudi Arabia who gave us 9/11... The UAE, Jordan, Bahrain, and Qatar. Qatar. Qatar supports most of ISIS's activities, by the way. How could they be joining us in attacking ISIS if Qatar is funding ISIS? I mean, I can't follow the bouncing, I should say something I can't, but it's a family show, the bouncing ball. So now they were going to come in with a toothpaste bomb. They've gone from a shoe bomb to a toothpaste bomb. See, if I were them, I would use a Quran to hide the bombing. Because if you have a nation of imbeciles that are so afraid of violating your religious beliefs, hey, what better way to bring in a bomb than not in toothpaste? Why use shoes and toothpaste? Use a holy book. The idiots at the TSA would frisk your grandmother and burn her Bible if they could. They do anyway. They open up a Bible to see what falls out, if they can grab a dollar falling out of it. But God forbid it should be someone else's holy book. Oh, can't do that. They've been cauterized against anything but the cross. I think I've covered the subject already. In the 15 minutes that the show opened, I gave you everything you need to know and then more. I gave you the equivalent of the Savage Notes of what's going on in the world. The rest will be commentary upon my commentary. I'll go back to it, though, because many of you are dying to, you know, pipe in. We all like to see the footage in the middle of the night. Monday night, there was not even football on, I don't think. And was there football? I'm not a football fan. Oh, there was? Who had higher ratings, the home video of the tomahawks flying or the footballs from the gangbangers who beat up their wives and children? Who got a bigger rating? I don't know. I don't watch either of them, but I saw it late at night. Someone called me and said, how do you feel about your Muslim president now, huh? Bombing the Muslims. I said, all right, don't be sarcastic. Because this is very hard for people to follow this. I get it. But I'm supposed to follow it. I'm looking at CNN as I talk. There's Newt Gingrich, again, the expert. Where's the tuba player? I don't get it. He's appearing solo now. I hope there's not another div job coming. It could be that before the next election, he finds a 20-year-old. I don't know. He probably figures he needs to refresh his image. I mean, he ditched his wife with cancer for this one, right? That wants to be president. Could you imagine that? I mean, it's one thing to have a divorce, but your wife's got cancer and you leave her for a tuba player? I mean, what the heck? And this guy wants to bring family values to America. I love that as well. And look who he's talking to. Anderson Blooper, another reliable source. Anderson Cooper, like, furls his brow to try to look extra intelligent. What he ought to do is get clear eyeglasses. That's what he should do next. He's, like, straining his brow to try to look serious. Come on, they don't know what they're talking about. I know what I'm talking about. So what good is it if I know what I'm talking about? What good does it do you or me? I don't know. The Bible says the truth shall set you free. So hopefully it sets you free, that's all. Here, give you an example. Side note before I take your calls. I'm in a semi-giddy mood, and I'll tell you why in a minute. It may not be a reason, but I'll tell you why I think I'm in a giddy mood. Here's the headline in the San Francisco newspaper, Shasta braces for mud flow. So for months they've been complaining about the drought. It's supposed to rain this week, so now already they're building up that if it rains, they could cause flooding, and it could fracture the ground and flood. So whichever way you turn, it's global warming, according to the shysters in the global warming racketeering business. Shasta braces for mud flows. Rains expected this week could release more flows pooled up beneath fractured glaciers. Oh, well, it shouldn't rain or it should rain? First real rain of season expected. It cleans the bums off the streets. Suddenly the homeless who were there day and night saying they don't want to go into like facilities they built for them, suddenly they go inside. Front from the Gulf of Alaska bring a tenth of an inch of rain to low elevation, a quarter of an inch or more to hills in Napa and Sonoma. Big fire up in the Sierras right now, for those of you who follow these things. I mean, it's out of control. 89,000 acre King fire in the Central Sierra. And then there's 131,000 acre Happy Camp Complex fire along the Oregon border. Now, we don't know whether the fires were started by illegal aliens who needed a little warmth at night, or let's say marijuana growers who got high and tipped over a little Coleman job. But, you know, look, different strokes for different folks. And you can't deny the illegal aliens the right to warm themselves at night in the forest as they're raising marijuana. I mean, if they want to keep warm, I mean, it's quite racist of you to tell them not to have an open fire. So what if they burnt down a forest the size of Connecticut? At least that single alien had a nice warm evening. And I'd rather see 100,000 trees burn than one innocent illegal alien arrested. That's an analogy that you get only if you listen to my show. The liberals used to say, I'd rather see 99 guilty men go free than one innocent man be locked up. So now you have crime in the streets. You have Islamic maniacs raging across the planet because of the liberal philosophy. I'd rather see 99 terrorists go free than one innocent Muslim arrested in a sweep. Okay, get back to me on that one when it's you. You, baby, you. Where is this rain? They've been telling me rain's coming all week long. I got out the galoshes. I got the coat, the umbrella. It doesn't want to come in. The front is sitting out there. Something's got to move the front in pretty quick here because we're dying here in California. We're parched already. Same thing every year. Every year like clockwork. 7 years of drought, 7 years of wet, and they don't know it's a Mediterranean climate. So they cause it's a climate catastrophe. And then El Nino now, they don't even know what's causing that, why all of the fish and the shrimp and the squid are growing. They have no idea. They've lost control of their minds. What do you want to talk about? Instant messages, instant media warning. Do you fear the conflict will grow? Do you approve or disapprove of Obama's air campaign? How do you feel about Russia's massive military drill? Didn't make it to your local paper? All right, let's take a call or a two. I don't want to get into conspiracies, please. Steve on WJR in the great Detroit area. Steve, welcome to the Savage Nation.
Hi, Michael. The United States really is instigating Russia into a fight. I think
that's right. That's 100% right. First, Hillary called him Hitler. Then lesser lights called him Hitler over and over again. First, they demonized him. Then they made him into the aggressor. Now they're getting ready to attack an area that they know will cause him to counterattack.
You know, Michael, they are afraid to lose the petrol dollar. Russia is forming deals with China, the BRIC nations, and all he's going to have to say to Europe is pay me in rubles or pay me in gold. And we are trying to make friends with the western part of Ukraine. Correct me if I'm wrong. Weren't they the Nazis who helped support Hitler?
Well, all right, this is a very controversial truth, but it's a fact. Amongst the western Ukrainians headquartered in Kiev are some phenomenally wonderful people. Just generally educated, good people. But the hardcore militias in that region of Ukraine are descendants of the vicious pro-Nazi anti-Semites that were there in World War II fighting in legions alongside Hitler. Yes, that's true. In fact, the insignia on their uniforms is that of the same brigades that fought alongside Hitler. Yes.
You know, and I find it amazing, you know, we were in the streets. Our U.S. government was in the streets to help overthrow the elected president of the Ukraine. He happened to be friends with Putin, but he was still an elected president.
John McCain, who was a war criminal, in my estimation, went to Ukraine, stirred up the crowds, overthrew an elected government. John McCain, the warmonger, war maniac, war criminal, went to Egypt after they put in, after they threw out the Muslim Brotherhood and told the Egyptians they were morons and they should put the Muslim Brotherhood back in. John McCain is now foaming at the mouth to attack Assad. John McCain is a war criminal.
You know, Michael, did we really believe that Russia was just going to walk away from the Crimea? I mean, we are instigating, we are looking for
I don't know why they're not thinking this through. First of all, nobody is going to win in a showdown with Russia. But if we're not willing to send ground troops into Iraq or Syria, do you think that Russia would have any such constraints to protect Assad in Damascus?
No. No way.
No, I don't think so. In fact, if you look at a map, you could see there's a direct land route from Russia right into the area around Damascus. He could bring those troops in quite readily and surround the palace or the constitutional, whatever they call it. I mean, he's a dictator, Assad, but he's a dictator that we know is not a terrorist. He's a dictator that we know protects Christians, Jews, Alawites, and other minorities from the fanatic, foaming-mouthed rapists known as fanatical members of this cult. We don't even have to give them another acronym. You're going to be the first winner today of Stop the Coming Civil War. Steve, stay on the line. And again, I want to thank you for driving it up back to number 2 on BarnesandNoble.com. I'm trying to hold my fire until the book comes out October 7th. Although it's 50% off right now on Barnes & Noble, I know many people want to bargain. I don't blame you. It's a steal. It's like they're giving it away. But the thing is, when it comes out October 7th, which is only in 2 weeks, I want you to go to the bookstore. I want you to clean the shelves out. Why? It's not going to buy me a bigger car. It's not going to buy me a bigger boat. I sold my boat. I'm not even going to buy new toothpaste. I want you to send a message to America that you know what's going on. And I did as I put together this factual, they call it a page turner. It's so well written. And you say, I've heard it all before. No, you haven't heard it all before. Because it was I, Michael Savage, who in my early books delineated the war on America from liberalism. It was I, Michael Savage, who going back 10 years wrote liberalism is a mental disorder. And people who talk about it think they invented it. God bless them. But the fact is I was the one who created most of the rhetoric and most of the knowledge based on the knowledge of reality in those books. I then break through into new territory and stop the coming civil war. It's stuff that you've never read or you heard about. People say to me, where do you have the proof that he stored over 1 billion 9-millimeter rounds that are hollow point? It's in the book. Where do you have the proof that he purchased 12,000 bayonets? It's in the book. It's all in the book. You want facts? I have the references. I have over 40 pages of references because my previous incarnation was that of a scholar. That's why each chapter has the references to my statement so people can't say he's making it up out of thin air. Now, why do I think that the book is so important? I'll tell you more about this as time goes on. The time now is, I don't know what the time is, but I do know that I have callers. I have one open line at 855-407-2822, 855-400-SAVAGE. Before I go to the callers, I want to go to another good sound bite. And I think that the Pentagon would be good, but I think we should play the commander-in-chief because he is as inspiring as Winston Churchill and Patton. I want to hear clip five, please. This is the commander-in-chief.
Last night, we also took strikes to disrupt plotting against the United States and our allies by seasoned al-Qaeda operatives in Syria who are known as the Khorasan Group. And once again, it must be clear to anyone who would plot against America and try to do Americans harm that we will not tolerate safe havens for terrorists who threaten our people.
Good. I'm glad to hear it. How did they suddenly know where they are? An unknown group, they know where they're hiding, where they're planning, what building they're in? It's very good intelligence. I like that the NSA is doing something other than spying on you. Now, he hasn't called it a war yet. He has used every other word but war. He calls them strikes. He calls it strategy. He calls it our plan. He calls it our strikes. And he says he's spoken to leaders in Congress, but he hasn't actually gone to Congress because that's an antiquated idea. You know, what do you need to go to Congress for? Half of them are drunks or on drugs anyway. They don't know what he's talking about. Listen to clip six now.
That's I've spoken to leaders in Congress, and I'm pleased that there is bipartisan support for the actions that we're taking. America's always stronger when we stand united, and that unity sends a powerful message to the world that we will do what's necessary to defend our country.
All right, terrific. We wish him luck. We only hope that he doesn't drag Russia into this by attacking Assad. That's all. That's A number one. We hope that John McCain is arrested before he starts World War III. That's number two. Do you approve or disapprove of Obama's air campaign? That's four. Do you fear the conflict will grow with a confrontation with Russia as I do? That's number five. Number six is I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Hey, our Savage Nation is sponsored by SwissAmerica.com, the only company I trust for wealth insurance, gold and silver. Call 800-BUY-COIN. Look at the pictures of these Muslim fanatics. They're so ugly, it's frightening. They are the ugliest villains I've ever seen in my life. Here's a headline in the New York Post. This detective tracked down Osama's son-in-law from a wheelchair. This guy has buck teeth, a twisted nose, a dirty beard, a filthy nightshirt, and a disgusting caftan on. You know, another way to approach this is maybe drop washing machines in the desert that run off a generator. Maybe they hate themselves because their cloaks stink. I mean, how do they wash their dirty, filthy, disgusting robes in the middle of a desert? Maybe they hate their stink, their own stink so much they want to die for their cause. I don't know what it is. I said before, try dropping plastic vodka bottles and pornography down on them. Maybe they'd stop murdering and they'd make love, not war. That didn't take. So now I have another solution. Instead of triggering World War III with Russia, why not just drop washing machines and, like, laundry detergent for these disgusting throwbacks? It's hideous. They are ugly, you got to admit. For villains? I mean, you look at faces of our enemies in the past. No one can argue that the German troops were ugly. They were handsome men, by and large, in those brigades, right? They weren't ugly. These guys are ugly. I mean, you look at their faces, they're hideous. Why are they so fat? I don't understand that. We hear there's starvation everywhere on Earth, but apparently it's not in the Middle East. They all have big guts on them. These guys are 250, 270, 280. How do they get so fat? What do they eat? This is not all... I love the liberals probably think that they're somehow vegetarian because they have holy outfits on. That's when they only... They're not vegetarian. They kill it. They go through a village. They slaughter everything in the village, and men, women, and children, and then they kill the animals and eat them. But they're fat? How do they put on so much weight for so much killing? You'd think they'd lose a few ounces now and again. You know, all that head cutting takes a little toll on your metabolism. All right, look, I'm letting off steam like you are. I'm fed up with them. I hope they kill them all. Kill them all. I'm sick of it already sitting here. I'm supposed to worry about them. Now they're putting out a missive. Muslims, kill the kafir around you. Cut his neck, whatever he may be. And we're supposed to sit here waiting for them to cut your neck. Hey, yeah. Yeah, just wait for a Muslim to cut your throat here in America because they were given the orders from Krapistan. What kind of country is this? Sitting and waiting to be cut. Anyway, that's one man's opinion. I'll be back for another big 2 hours.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage. Warning. The Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation, home of borders, language, culture. And here he is, Michael Savage.
We hear that ISIS is launching flying carpets against our F-A-18s. We must wish our Navy pilots the best of luck against the flying carpets that ISIS has launched today. We love our military. Thank God they're using it already. Play it up. I like the Navy here. I didn't think they could still do it with the woman running the Navy now. They know how to still fly a plane. It's a miracle. They took them out of diversity training to fly a jet today. That's a miracle. Now we're fighting Coruscant. No one knows what Coruscant is. Every day it's another name. Coruscant. Mi corazón, corazón, mi corazón, son, son. Maybe we should play some Cuban danzón music in honor of Corazón. But on the other hand, we wish our president the greatest luck as commander-in-chief. I mean, let's not be stupid about it. We are upset that he did so without consulting Congress. Yes, not a small footnote. And on the other hand, we're at war, basically, so we have to back our troops. Or do we? We do, with a certain degree of restraint. Why? Because, A, they're attacking Khorasan and ISIL and Schmeisel and Bubba Meisel, every group they can imagine, another acronym. And really, they want to bring down Assad. So you say, well, Assad's a dictator. He's caused the deaths of 200,000 or whatever. My friends, it's a civil war in Syria between the Muslim fanatics and a Stalinist dictatorship. Neither side is good. However, the Stalinist dictator in Damascus, Assad, who is a certifiably bad person, has protected the religious minorities in his police state from decimation by the very Muslims we are now supporting. The Muslim groups, the so-called Free Syrian Army, the so-called good rebels. This is a very bad problem because Russia is launching huge maneuvers as we speak. A military drill is taking place right now by Russia of 155,000 troops, 4,000 tanks, 632 aircraft, and 84 ships. And if you think they're going to let McCain and the warmongers bring down Assad without protecting him, I got another guest coming for you. The phone number here I'm not giving you because people are very excited right now to talk about whether or not they approve or disapprove of the air campaign and whether they fear the conflict will grow. And we have a really, really, really big treat for you at 30 minutes after the hour. We have someone who will give you his unique perspective on this, Waleed Shubat, former member of the PLO, a Muslim Brothers member, who is an Arabic speaker. I want to hear what he has to say about all of this, because Sunni versus Sunni is very unique in world history, and I want to know what really is the inside story. And I hope you'll join us for that particular segment here on the variety show, The Savage Nation. I want to direct you to michaelsavage.com, not to buy the book. You're going to do that anyway. I am an amateur photographer as well, and I haven't done it for years. I used to have a Savage eye camera section on my website to show you. I'm a good photographer. Well, I'm so tense from the war and from what's going on that I'm drinking a little more wine than I have in the past. And I'm enjoying it more, to be honest with you. So the other night, I went up on a mountain above the Bay Area, and I took a photograph. It's right above Read the Interview with Savage in New York. It's a great picture. It's a good photo. I just want you to enjoy the picture, that's all, of a wine glass looking out to the horizon at dusk. It is very nice. Teddy understands, and you don't understand this. I do. Without poetry, life is not worth living. And to be honest with you, I mean every word I just said. Without poetry, life isn't worth living. It's a two-dimensional flat world. It's like a flat earth for me. And poetry, science, art. This is all the third, and these are the third and fourth dimensions of humanity. And you know what? The real tragedy here of these terrorists is that they once had great Islamic art. Have you seen any great Islamic art recently? No. You've seen nothing. You've seen no science, no mathematics, no poetry, nothing. These vermin are the worst scourge the planet has ever seen. The worst. There's no science, no poetry, no art. They're cutting the heads off three-year-old children. Yeah, there's a video of that. A little girl wearing a gingham dress with her head laying next to her. That's who these vermin are, these throwbacks, these ninth century rats. They have no humanity. They have no civilization. They're not even human beings. As far as I'm concerned, they're subhumans. They are subhumans. They're not even members of the human family. We're not fighting an enemy of any kind you could ever comprehend. These are subhumans. They have lost the right to be members of the human family for what they're doing to the human beings that they capture. And that's why we, although we are reluctant to support what we consider to be an illegal action, on the other hand, we do support the president in his desire to wipe them off the planet, if he's really going to do that. I don't know that he's really going to do that. I think it's a somewhat of a pretext to bring down Assad, which will bring about a terrible result. There will be a massive tragedy unlike anything you've ever seen in your lifetime if we bring down Assad right now. And these fools, Samantha Powers, the women around Obama, they've learned nothing from what they did in Libya and Egypt. They're about to do it again in Syria. It's astonishing to me that they can't learn. So let's take some callers on the Savage Nation. Again, it's Rage Against the Machine. Didn't we have a good sound the other day of Rage Against the Machine, some music? Rage Against the Machine. Or would you like to play more of the jingoistic U.S. Navy song? We could play the jingoism or some rock. Oh, I know what I want to hear. Wait a minute. I know exactly. Hold it. Oh, I forgot it. What was the name of the song, Neil, that I was playing when I was off the radio between the last incarnation in radio when I was off for a month? Then I knew I was coming back on all these big cumulus stations. Journey, 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 Journey. I love Journey. I want to hear some Journey. Any one of the Journey songs is amazing. And I just want to hear Journey, that's all. How much war can I take? While he's looking for the song, let me tell you something. Remember I told you I had a dream the other night that scared me? All right, let me... It's too slow in a way. It's just schmaltzy. No, turn it. It doesn't match the show. It's like dancing while stoned, the kind of thing. It's like dancing at a wedding. And all right, Don't Stop Bleeding or something. Play Don't Stop Bleeding. Let's hear that one. Remember the other night, just a little side note. I'm not tugging at your sympathy strings. Believe me, I try to keep it out of the show. Remember I told you I had the dream that I died? Oh, God. Oh, shut up. Fire that dog. He's supposed to be a mascot, not a disturbance. Turn the music off. Now I got upset. Teddy, come on, you know better. You've been listening to the show for 10 years. Behave, for God's sakes. I'm going to see your agent about that. That's it. We're cutting your check. No more greenies. And I remember the other night I had a dream. Remember I had a dream the other night that I died. I saw myself die. And then in the dream, I said, save me. Don't let me die. Don't let me die. And these shadowy figures put the shockers on my chest and brought me back and saved me. And I sat up on the bed. Okay. So I don't know whether I was just checking out. And then I said, I don't want to check out because I believe we all have the power to do so at any moment, whether directly or indirectly. So last night I wake up and there's blood in my eye. No, I was like a worrisome number. My eye had like blood in it. And this morning there's blood in the left eye. So I don't know what it is. Probably nothing. So I'm going to see the eye doctor after the show. That's all. He's an Iranian eye doctor. He's very smart. And we'll see what it's probably nothing. It's like a little, you know, allergy. I was rubbing it probably. You know, you do that. It's like you get an allergy and your eye itches and you rub it a lot. That was my excuse the other night because it was the right eye. Now I wake up today and it's the left eye. So I have to rule out whether Coruscant came into the bedroom in the middle of the night and put some anti-American eye drops in my head. Here we are, ready for some calls on the Savage Nation. 855-407-2282. I don't know. This is all anti-Obama callers. I think we should drop them. Let's go to WABC. Lisa, you've been holding a little while. It sounds like a rational call. Lisa, go ahead, please.
Thank you for taking my call, Michael. I believe that if we could get a platform for you to be on the mainstream media and expose the real reason they're going in to have regime change, and that's for other nefarious reasons, to get rid of Assad, there would be a revolution overnight, and people would wake up. We need to have...
No, there would be no revolution. I have said this to people, including military men, that it's a pretext to bring down Assad. You know what these dummies said to me? Good. He should be brought down. That's how stupid they are.
You see, Obama has descended into the abyss of shame. His conscience is seared. He is helping form the caliphate, and I'm sure Waleed will allude to that when he comes on. And they're also trying to cover up the coming implosion of our economy, so the war will do it. And regime change is part of the restructuring of the entire world order, and it's religious, economic, and social.
Well, it's a big statement that you made, and for me to answer glibly would diminish the seriousness of your analysis. Some part of that I agree with, some part of it I don't. I don't think that these people are that smart. I think that they're treacherous. I think they're diabolical, and I think that at some point they're absolute numbskulls. If they have not learned from their mistakes in Libya and in Egypt, and they're about to do it again in Syria, then they're absolutely stupid. And I don't think that they're as smart as people think. I think that they're idiots for not understanding what they're about to bring about in Syria if they do decide to take down Assad. And that's what I'm worried about. You understand that, right?
Right. I feel he's following the dictates, and he's in full agreement with the global elite pulling his puppet strings, and he is helping form a new order, and the American public, as well as the world, the West, Europe, they have to be in the dark. They can't be aware of regime change and the nefarious reasons behind it. So they make it seem like it's just all terrorism. And what I said, he has a seared conscience because he knows he's reforming the caliphate. He knows he's diminishing America, and he's allowing people to be beheaded and have other torturous methods of suffering and death.
I take it that you're not a Democrat.
And I believe that Leviticus 20...
Lisa, let me ask you something. You're calling from New York City. How do you work? How do you get through a day in a city where Leon DiCaprio takes time out from his clubbing, flies out on a private jet to protest climate change? How do you live with your neighbors? That's what I want to know.
It's very difficult because I live in a liberal area in New Jersey, North New Jersey, and when I tell people, they look at me like I'm nuts, and I said, you're going to see these things come to pass. And
but even the Italians in Sopranos land are that gullible?
Well,
they are. You know, people don't realize how liberal Italian people are. They think because there's so much, you know, toughness or allegations of machismo that they're politically savvy. They're not. Many of them are naive, very naive. They don't know what's going on around them.
Well, I tell them they've been reading too much of the New York Times. I see it on their
No, I think it's too much mortadella, frankly, and the nitrites and the mortadella. Lisa, I'm sending you a free copy of Stop the Coming Civil War. Ladies and gentlemen, this is serious stuff. And although I tend to be comedic in the political arena, you'll have to understand that between the jokes, there's some real seriousness. 855-407-2822 is the number. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now. 855-400-SAVAGE. 855-400-7282. Savage.
My Savage Nation is sponsored by SwissAmerica.com. It's the only company I trust to protect my wealth. Call 800-BUY-COIN. WABC Jimmy, welcome to the Savage Nation.
Hello, Dr. Savage. Great to hear your voice. Listen, I know why everything's going the way it's going, and it's because nobody could see, I guess, what I could see from Staten Island and reading and listening to you as much as I do. Your Muslim is in the White House. He listens to that Valerie Jarrett, who belongs on a keychain, because all she does is poison his brain, and they're killing our people left and right. They're not leaving anything for us people.
Let's start with the Muslim in the White House idea. Let's say he is a Muslim. That doesn't make him a terrorist. Let's be clear. And I'm not covering up for his excesses. Let's be very clear here. But he has joined with four prominently strong Sunni Muslim nations to bomb a Sunni Muslim offshoot. How do you explain that?
You know what, Doc? I'm ignorant to that. But one thing I will tell you.
All right, then let's move on. Because, you know, when you say Muslim in the White House, that's like saying Jew in Congress. What does that mean? So let's say because his father was a Muslim and he went to a madrasa, he's sympathetic to Muslims. So what? It doesn't mean he's a terrorist. I mean, can we clear this up a bit? Let's say he is a Muslim. Even if he had a prayer rug, let's say, comes out 50 years from now. He was really, whatever. It doesn't mean he's a terrorist. He can be an anti-terrorist Muslim. They are decapitating Muslim children. They are raping Muslim women. They are killing Muslim men who are not fanatical enough for these 9th century throwbacks. So let's stop with the Muslims.
Michael, I think this is by design because you have, if you destabilize the Middle East, it puts Israel all by itself, and then they either go nuclear or the Muslim throwbacks attack Israel and wipe them off the map. So,
Steve, let me interject here. I'm a supporter of Israel, despite its flaws. I support Israel's right to exist as a Jewish state. Let's start with that. However, My analysis tells me that this entire charade against ISIS is partly being masterminded by Israel. And the reason I say that is that Israel made a calculation that they'd rather face a bunch of throwbacks without an air force than Assad with an air force. And I think that in one fell swoop, they want to take out the largest supplier and supporter of Hezbollah, which is Syria, and then face the ragtags and take them out with air power and tomahawks. That's my analysis.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
It's a mad, mad world out there, and many people are, on the one hand, cheering the strikes against the latest iteration of Al-Qaeda, whatever they're calling them, Khorasan, this, every day another name. On the other hand, some are worried that he's violating the Constitution, not going to Congress. And I'm worried about them wanting to take out Assad, because that could bring Russia into a war, and no one's going to win. And I don't know why they can't see this through. And to join us is a man who speaks Arabic, a former terrorist himself, former member of the PLO, Muslim Brotherhood. But he's working right now as a Christian Arab for the Christian Rescue Project. Waleed Shobat, a regular guest on the Savage Nation. Waleed, welcome back to the program. Maybe you can help us figure out what exactly is, who are the players and what are they doing? Welcome, Waleed.
Thank you, thank you. It's very, actually easy to understand it once you understand the Shia-Sunni divide on one hand, once you understand Russia's interest in the region on the other hand, once you understand Turkey's interest in its revival of a neo-Ottomanism on the other hand, and you have then Persia, Iran. Whatever we do in fighting ISIS, which is really the nemesis to Iran, will eventually cause Iran to move in on the kill. Let's not forget Yemen is also in the fray of this game, because you had a revolution in Yemen, and the Houthis, who are Shia, by the way, have basically won a victory in surrounding Sana'a, and it's a major enemy of Saudi Arabia. So no matter what you move in this chess game, you have a chaos, you have a reversal of Sykes-Picot. Sykes-Picot was instituted by wise men in the long time ago when the Russians, the French, the British basically divided the Ottoman Empire. And then, of course, ISIS is being used by Turkey, as a wrecking ball to remove borders in the region so it can basically get into the fray and enter into the Middle East as a conquering dominant force in the future. So you have two major players. You have Iran on one side, you have Turkey on the other side. One Shia, one Sunni. Of course, Turkey can combine both Shia and Sunni because they have Sufi Islam. And so by whatever the United States does, by removing ISIS or by supporting the Free Syrian Army against Bashar al-Assad, no matter how you look at the situation, the 2011 revolution in the Middle East, which removed leaders in Tunisia, in Egypt, and in Yemen, caused the major disaster. And, of course, you had Obama pulling out prematurely from Iraq, in which weakens Iraq dramatically. And, of course, you have Sistani in Iraq, who is a Shia from Iran, basically, who is really the ruling.
Waleed, I'm following you, but I think many of my listeners are not. I want to go back to the map of the Middle East. The map is an artificial map. People don't understand. It was carved up after World War One, and then again after World War II, by and large. And some nations were created out of whole cloth. For example, Jordan, Israel was created in 1948, although there had been a Jewish presence going back to biblical days. Israel, per se, was created in that map. Jordan didn't exist. Jordan was carved out of the desert as a gift to the Sheriff of Mecca by the Saudis. Is that correct?
That was correct. Sharif Hussein. And it was
okay. Yes, so Sharif Hussein. So they created a country called Jordan. Syria's borders are rather recent, are they not, Waleed?
Yes, all these borders are recent from Sykes-Picot.
But I'm looking at the map, and I see Turkey butts up against Iran. Iran butts up against Turkmenistan, Afghanistan, Pakistan, Uzbekistan, It's a land bridge directly to Russia. Is that correct?
That is correct. And if you look at ISIS's map, it defines the whole Islamic region within 13 provinces. In other words, anytime you find a border, let's say, between Syria and Lebanon and all this, they will make it one state. And if you look at the CIS nations, which is Southern Russian Republic, which are all Islamic, these become one conglomerate nations. And that's the major goal of all the Islamists, no matter who you look at. If you look at ISIS, that's what they want. If you look at the Turks, that's what they want. If you look at the Iranians, that's what they want. That's the goal. If you ask an ISIS terrorist, what do you want? He will tell you, the dismantling of Sykes-Picot and the unification of Islam. So whatever
well,
America...
I want you to repeat that. What is Syke? What is that again? What is that acronym?
Sykes-Picot is when the French and the British and the Russians, after the fall of the Ottoman Empire, the caliphate was bruised in the 1900s, in the early 1900s. And that's what caused the rift in Islam, in which the Islamic world has always looked forward for an Islamic, what you call, pope, sort of like a pope, which is a khalifa. In other words, you cannot have a ruling in Islam unless you have a caliphate. You cannot have fatwas unless you have a caliphate. You cannot have a unity unless you have a caliphate. So the strive of the Islamic world is to have a caliphate. And the dismantling of Sykes-Picot started in 2011 when Obama, with his infinite wisdom, began to basically remove the dictators, what they call dictators, in Libya, Yemen, Egypt.
Yes.
That creates...
So, Waleed, we all see the disaster of removing the so-called dictators. We saw what happened in Libya, where Gaddafi, before they executed him, said, don't kill me. If you do, we will become a lawless state run by warlords along the lines of Somalia. That's exactly what's happened. In Egypt, when they took out Mubarak, the Muslim Brotherhood took over. Wisely, the military threw them out. And there enters John McCain telling the Egyptian people that they're stupid and they should reinsert the Muslim Brotherhood. Here's John McCain today demanding that we take down Assad. Why do they want Assad gone so badly?
It doesn't make any sense whatsoever. No one really can answer this except to say that it is American naivete or stupidity. It is very difficult to answer this question. It really goes against the interest of both Israel and the United States. Because
yes, even that's what I'm saying. But I'm saying it seems to me some of the leaders in Israel want Assad gone because Assad is a client, is a man who supports Hezbollah. And they figure they can face these ragtag terrorist groups better than Assad and his air force. Is that a reasonable calculation?
Absolutely unreasonable, because Israel in the past has always tamed Bashar al-Assad. They tamed Hafez al-Assad even in the Yom Kippur War, 1973, when Sadat worked with the senior Assad and did a show. You can call these things a show every once in a while. They do a little war with Israel, a skirmish, and Israel basically, you know, destroys them. And they go back to the drawing board, planning again, and they never succeed. But now if you unify the Islamic world, now Turkey will come into the fray. Iran will come into the fray. Now you have a much more serious enemy than the Arab alliance, which was very weak, has always been weak. So you really...
Wait a minute. So Obama wants to create a stronger alliance now between Turkey and Iran?
Well, I mean, obviously, I think Obama's interest is always has been pro-Islamic. You know, this is why he insists in giving $500 million to the FSA, although the American generals don't really support him in this, and he doesn't get much support politically. In other words, his mask has been revealed, and so they are attacking only strictly ISIS, and they're not really listening to the president. So, but his interest has always been to support the Islamists, because in Egypt he insisted the Muslim Brotherhood be present. How is that productive? This is counterproductive, because he's always...
What is the end game here? We know that Obama and his cadre are Israel haters. We know that they like to see Israel not exactly wiped off the map, but diminished in size with a Palestinian state. Is that part of their goal?
Yes, the goal is always establishing a Palestinian state by all means for the United States, for NATO, and they think by that they would basically calm down the hatred towards the U.S. and Israel. But that's really counterproductive. Of course, Cameron here, he wants to meet with Rouhani in New York, is also counterproductive in working with Iran. well, if we work with Iran, we are going to basically have Iran enter into Iraq. It enters into the fray in a major way, in which it could basically occupy Iraq if Iraq, when Iraq becomes three provinces, which is exactly what the writing of the wall on the wall tells us. So Iran is a major superpower in the region, and that will threaten Saudi Arabia as well, because the United States had pulled out of Iraq because they don't need Saudi oil any longer, and that will threaten Saudi Arabia. We don't really care about Saudi Arabia, but that Iran's interest into the region, using the Houthis in Yemen, becomes another major enemy of Saudi Arabia, and by that, Iran will rise and eat much flesh in the region. And then we have to contend with a major superpower that is nuclear Iran.
Okay, so let's look at the map together. Turkey on one side, Iran on the other. Two heavyweights joining together in this new world order. Syria, though, is Syria an ally of either of these parties?
Yes, Syria is an ally of Iran, of course. They are Shia. They have a minority Shia ruling in Syria, which is the Alawites by Bashar al-Assad, who respects the Christians and this minority Jewish community there. He's tamed very easily by Israel. But he is also an ally of Iran. And, of course, Turkey wants to move into Iran. It had a fiasco in which it wanted to blow up the tomb of Suleiman Shah to create a means to enter into Syria. So you have Turkey interested in Syria and interested in reviving its Ottoman history in the past. And so this is why Turkey supports ISIS. This is why all the recruits go to Turkey. In fact, we showed videos from inside of Turkey of the recruitment and the training in Turkey, in Gaziantep and other places. So Turkey has a major interest here. It is really have a cold war with Iran in who controls the entire region after the West did its fiasco in 2011, of course.
And so Obama's Arab Spring has brought about all of this chaos, not only in the Middle East, but in the world. Do we agree on that? The concept of the Arab Spring has unhinged the entire world.
Absolutely. It removed what we call secular Arab regimes and introduced Islamist regimes.
All right. Now, what is the end game? Why did they want to do that, Waleed?
Why the United States wanted to do this is unknown to me. I could never answer this question. It's a million-dollar question. But what the results are...
Well, I want to go back because I was one of the earliest opponents of the Arab Spring. I named it the Arab Winter shortly after I saw what was going on. And I researched it at the time. The idea of the Arab Spring was funded by a George Soros front group. The architect of this, as best as I can understand, was none other than Brzezinski. And an actor of it was Hillary Clinton. That's how I saw this playing out. They still have not learned from their mistakes, though, and they're continuing on this game.
But this is not naivete. This is by intent, because you always look, even from the Carter era, you will see that the liberal movement in America doesn't see Islam as a foe, but as a friend. In fact, the Muslim Brotherhood works very closely with the liberal movement in America.
Oh,
Al Gore compliments it.
Al Gore? Where does Al Gore fit in with this?
He very much sees Islam as an environmental religion. In fact, in his writing, he compliments Islamic environmentalism.
Oh, you mean by cutting people's heads off and reducing the human population, it reduces global warming one head at a time?
Well, that's one of the reasons. But the other reason is that Islam has what they call himaz, environmental protectorates. It is really the hatred of biblical Judaism and biblical Christianity that motivates the liberals in America.
Amen. I agree with you 100%. So, let's play this out together. Waleed, you're a brilliant man. You're a very key strategic thinker, not recognized, by the way, as you should be by governments for what you see because of your background and your inherent intelligence, in my opinion. I'm not saying this to butter you up. Let's play this out. Let's say Assad is toppled. Tell us what happens in Syria.
Well, the Islamists will take over. Whether the FSA takes over or ISIS takes over, it makes no difference whatsoever. What happened in Afghanistan when we aided the Mujahideen ended up with a Taliban. That is a terror entity, becomes a terror state. Anytime you remove any secular leader, it becomes a terror state. Yemen will become a terrorist state. This will basically will move into Lebanon. Lebanon will be a Hezbollah, will become a terror state, and the persecution of Christians will basically escalate as it escalated in Iraq.
But, yes, Christians are being decimated right now. What will happen to the Christians in Syria? Waleed Shobat will tell us his dire prophecies when we return right here on the Savage Nation.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
My Savage Nation is sponsored by SwissAmerica.com, the only company I trust to protect my wealth with gold and silver. Call 800-BUYCOIN. All right, what's going on in the Middle East? Most of you don't know. You're cheering the U.S. Navy, as we all are, with our trepidations that it will lead to a wider conflict. Notably because the administration is using the ISIS problem as a front to take out Assad in order to reconstruct the entire Middle East. And we're talking about this with the fast facts with Waleed Shobat, former member of the PLO, Muslim Brotherhood. Now he is running the Christian Rescue Project. And Waleed, welcome back. We have such little time. Waleed, I'm looking at a land map. If the Russians wanted to come to the aid of Syria, and I have no doubt that if we threatened Assad, they would either bring troops right through Georgia, which they can slice through like butter, and come right through Turkey, probably with Turkey's help. That's if Turkey would let them. Or they can load troops on in the province known as, what did they just capture about a year ago in the Sea of Azov? They can bring them in by Navy through the Bosphorus and come around Turkey and pass through Cyprus and go right into Syria. Do you think the Russians will come to the aid of Assad if he's attacked?
Yes, it's very likely. But, of course, it's going to be a major confrontation with Turkey. We have to think of the religious aspirations of Russia. Russia has turned Orthodox Christian. They really are looking at Hagia Sophia. They want to get it back as a church. It's not only just the political situation, but the religious situation as well. It will be the Turkish-Russia wars all over again. And Russia will play a major role. Thank God for Russia, because Russia is really the neutralizing force for the mishaps of the United States.
Good God. Waleed, look, once again, you've touched on a raw nerve. And can you stay with us over the top of the hour to discuss this maze? I hope so, because no one really knows what's going on except I and Waleed Shobat. We see it from a mile away. We see the chess game. This is Michael Savage. Be here or be nowhere.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage. Warning, the Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation, home of borders, language, culture. And here he is, Michael Savage.
If they show their ugly head in our area, we'll send them to hell. And I think the United States need to get busy. And they need to bomb them. They need to take them out. I would like for them to hit them so hard and so often that every time they hear a propeller on a plane or a jet aircraft engine, that they urinate down both legs. When you do that, then you've accomplished a lot. We need to shut them off. We need to kill them.
Well, it looks like we got a Texas cowboy in the White House now after being told that Bush was a Texas cowboy and that was bad. It looks like Obama's become an honorary Texas cowboy, and, hey, let him fly. I mean, the more tomahawks, the better. $1.2 million each. It's a bargain. But the problem is, I don't understand why Saudi Arabia is not picking up the bill for the Tomahawks. You know, $1.2 million a shot. They've launched, what, probably 50, 60, 70 of them by now? It's $100 million. That's like a couple of parties in London for these guys. Our guest right now is Waleed Shobat, who knows a lot more about the area than I do. Former member of the PLO, former member of the Muslim Brotherhood. He doesn't wear that as a badge, by the way. He's a Christian Arab. He works with a group called the Christian Rescue Project. He, believe me, knows more about the area than I do, and more than anyone in the radio business does. Waleed, welcome back to the Savage Nation.
Thank you, Michael.
So, Waleed, do you think that the enemy is peeing down their pants leg as the missiles are flying?
No, they are taking protection using Yazidi captives, surrounding themselves with civilian population. In fact, I just watched a video yesterday. They were running, you know, at nighttime to take cover, and all what you can do is bomb their installations. That's about it.
You mean, and then while we're bombing the installations, they run out of their buildings and they go hide amongst the poor, innocent Yazidi people?
That's the key. They take the Yazidis and they surround themselves with a lot of victims. And so in this case, the title will be victims if you hit ISIS members. No. And so the game is played, but it's not going to work, you know. Let's understand, ISIS is the bastard child of Turkey. Turkey is the major player. You had the United States send, what's his name, to Turkey, which got no results whatsoever, Hegel.
Oh, Hegel the bagel, right.
And of course they had hostage...
Waleed, who is Khorasan? How do they come up with these acronyms every day? Khorasan was a carpet, I understand that, but who's Khorasan?
Khorasan is basically the ancient lingo for Persia, coming from Persia. In fact, this is part of the Islamic prophecies when they talk about the black flags coming from Khorasan. In other words, the rise of Persia will commence the beginning of an Islamic revolution, which basically will be stationed in Turkey. If you look at Sheikh Yusuf al-Qaradawi, who was the head of the Muslim Brotherhood in Istanbul, he said that the Ottoman Empire will revive in Turkey, which goes back to the other question you had about Russia. You know, you have Russia taking over the Crimea, which is a brilliant move. God, in his providence, had Russia take over that land to protect the Orthodox Christians, and which was the only buffer between Turkey and Russia. Well, that buffer is gone now, you know, Russia completely takes over. That means they can launch their attacks against Turkey, which will happen. You're going to have a war, and you're correct. Russia will get involved. It is not going to stand idle if something happens to Bashar al-Assad.
Well, let's pause right there. That's my worst nightmare, is that John McCain, the war criminal, who is foaming at the mouth to bring down Assad, this is the same man who wanted the Muslim Brotherhood to be reinserted back into Egypt. Russia right now is holding a massive military drill, Waleed, 155,000 ground troops, 4,000 tanks, 632 aircraft, 84 ships. I don't think they're doing this for a joke. I think they're getting ready to move, and I'm looking at the map of the area. How would the Russians move in to protect Assad in Syria? If we decided to start bombing Syria in the middle of the night, what would the Russians do? I mean, excuse me, we are bombing Syria. If Obama were to start to use this pretext against ISIS to bomb Assad, what would the Russians do?
Well, if they join in the war against the United States, they could lob, you know, attacks from Crimea and from Syria itself because they have an interest in Tartus in the Mediterranean. So they could move their submarines in the Mediterranean and all hell will break loose.
Oh, I forgot about the submarines in the Mediterranean. Yes, oh yes, the Russians still have old Red October. How naive of me. We forgot they actually have a submarine, a ballistic submarine fleet. Yes, we forgot that they have a ballistic submarine fleet. Well, why do these numbskulls in the White House risk World War III without understanding that Russia will not sit idly by? Well, that's the million-dollar question, isn't it?
Yes, but they won't. I don't think the United States is ready to enter into war with Russia, which, to me, it's going to still muster into further the next decade. You're going to see the rise of Turkey, the rise of Iran, the persecution of Christians, in which Christians, even in Erbil, will be persecuted. Kurdistan will be born as a state. And, of course, Kurdistan will ally itself with Turkey in its Ottoman dream, and there will be no escape for the Christians in the entire region. You will have persecution galore of the Christians. Talk about millions of slaughtered Christians if and when this big mega machine we call Islam revives itself. Because let's understand what Islam was historically. It was a major blob that killed over 100 million people, whether it's in India, whether it's in the Middle East, whether it's in the Christian areas. You know, this is the blob that is being created as we speak. And this is what will happen once you basically eliminate ISIS. It will revive Iran into Iraq. It will revive Turkey into the entire region. It will change all the borders of the Middle East. You will have 10 regions in the Middle East, which will all be Islamic. And this will basically have caused an incursion into Egypt. Let's not forget, the Muslim Brotherhood is not over. The Muslim Brotherhood is parked in Turkey currently. They are waiting for the Turks. Turkey will invade Egypt. Mark my words. They will invade Egypt. They will invade North Africa. Look at the situation in Libya. Look at the situation in Tunisia. Revival of Islamic Caliphate is all over the place, even into Africa. And so Turkey will be this major empire that will cause its incursions into the entire region, and this blob will rise again. The dead man of Europe isn't over yet. The Muslim Brotherhood isn't over yet. This revival is continuing. Unfortunately, the United States of America, instead of combating it, it is aiding and abetting it.
Okay, so that's the point that I want to really relate to. Why is Barack Obama aiding and abetting the rise of this Islamic monster?
Well, Obama, in my view, has always been compassionate and sympathetic to Islamic causes. This is no question once you look at Obama's family. I was the first in the country to show the testimonies of Obama's family, whether on Al Jazeera television, whether it's his brother Malik Obama donning a keffiyeh with Hamas flag on it, whether it's the grandmother Mama Sarah Obama supporting the inculcation of students sent for free, paid by the United States, into the Wahhabi schools of Saudi Arabia. Obama and his family basically are very, very much pro-Islamists. This is no question. It is absolutely proven beyond shadow of a doubt.
Well, that's why I've said that it's the Muslim sisterhood who's running America. I said that not so comedically on the show many times. And, of course, all of the roads lead back to Valerie Jarrett and her connections to Iran. Could you explain to the Savage Nation audience who she is and what her connections to Iran are?
Are you talking about which one now?
Valerie Jarrett.
Oh, okay. This is part of the White House. Are you talking about Hillary Clinton? Those involvement.
Valerie Jarrett from Chicago, who has no known position, is extremely influential, and the rumblings on the internet are that her ancestors are Iranian and sympathetic to Iran's goals. Do you know anything about it or not? We'll move on if not.
We can move on. I know more about the sisterhood. I have a partner who writes about Jarrett more than I do.
Okay. No, that's okay. She's not the most important part here. Obama himself, we understand his father, his natural father, was Muslim. There's nothing wrong with that because not all Muslims must be terrorists. But he seems to be sympathetic in some regard to some of the large nations which are terroristic in intent. In other words, Iran is now our ally when Iran for years has been screaming that they're going to wipe Israel off the map. How did that happen?
Well, because the United States have no choice who they're going to work with. You have Hezbollah, who's fighting against ISIS. And my enemy, the enemy of my enemy, is my friend. And so that's how they view it. But this is going to basically make Hezbollah and Iran battle-hardened if and when they also partner in the war with ISIS. And Hezbollah becomes battle-hardened is a threat to the state of Israel. So it doesn't matter what piece of the chess you move. The end result is going to be a major threat on Israel. Iran will have an access through Iraq when it takes over Iraq. If it has still access into Syria, into the Golan Heights, into Lebanon via Hezbollah, will create a major havoc for the state of Israel. And so you have a pincer basically going to be built, either a pincer from the north or a pincer from Iran, from the east, in which it could come through the Euphrates. You know, we look at the biblical concept of 200 million man army, the kings of the east. Look no further. Go east of the Euphrates, what do you find? Iraq, you find Afghanistan, you find Iran, you even could go further to Indonesia, and all that will become an Islamic-dominated powerhouse in which it will threaten the state of Israel. Right now, people are upset with ISIS because ISIS is killing Muslims. They want ISIS to kill Israel, to kill Jews. The whole idea is a revolution against the Jewish people and against the state of Israel. That's what is being drawn currently, and that's what will happen eventually when these terror entities become terror states. In other words, yeah, we fight Taliban, but if it takes over Afghanistan, we have a terror state. And so,
how many Christians are there right now in Syria?
I'm not sure of the numbers. They keep depleting all the time. They mostly are immigrating to Jordan and other places. So we don't know. But it doesn't matter where they go. When the borders are being removed in the Middle East, the only place for them to go is to Christian lands, and that is Europe, the United States. Of course, the United States doesn't even take many Christians. We work in this field. And they're fleeing into Turkey. Turkey is becoming Islamically dominated. And so it looks very, very bad for the Christians of the Middle East. You can have a major slaughterhouse in the Middle East that would dwarf the Armenian genocide in the future if and when this ISIS plan, which is the same plan that Turkey has, in which it wants to remove all the...
Waleed, this is so important. You brushed aside, you brushed over, and not in any disrespectful manner, the Armenian genocide. People don't even know what it is. The Armenians were Christians, is that correct?
Correct.
And who was it who slaughtered the millions of Armenians? Was it not Turkish Ottoman Muslims?
It was Naim Bek, Turkish Ottoman Empire, in which Naim Bek sent a letter, have no pity over the Armenians. They were already in pitiful condition, living in squally conditions, and they took them to the wilderness, and they starved them to death, killed them, raped them, over 2 million Armenians. And so, you know, this is why I say this mechanism is a major blob. It's a killing machine, and that's what it is. What you see, ISIS is a microcosm of what the Middle East and the entire Middle East, including the Muslim world, will be. Imagine if the CIS nations, Chechnya and all these other countries, which is, by the way, more valiantly Islamist than others in war, when they become Islamist states, what will happen? In fact, they're already...
Waleed, my analysis is that Russia is our greatest ally, our greatest bulwark against Islamism, and yet this administration has demonized Putin, turned him into Hitler, and is ready to literally go to war with Russia when they are our natural ally against Islamism. Do you agree with that analysis?
Yes. Keep in mind that the idea of the ideologues here, liberal ideologue, is really the hatred of biblical Christianity and biblical Judaism. That's the major concept they go by.
But Waleed, as we speak, Senator Lindsey Graham and John McCain are telling the president to bomb Assad. This is a breaking story. This is a front. This whole charade of attacking ISIS is a cover to bomb Assad. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Your Savage Nation is sponsored by SwissAmerica.com. It's the only company I trust for tangible assets, gold and silver. Call 800-BUY-COIN. In my new book, Stop the Coming Civil War, I have a chapter entitled The War on the U.S. Military. A story has just popped up on the Drudge Report that will... You want to get sick? Tempest over Obama's teacup salute. Commander-in-Chief sparks anger by saluting U.S. Marines with drink in his hand. He lands for a global warming conference in New York City. He salutes two uniformed Marines while holding a cup in his hand and just does a cursory little fake salute. How can any veteran or any veteran's family ever vote for this administration's cohorts ever again? Go to see this. Where do you see this man's arrogance towards the men who he has just commanded to go into harm's way? The brothers, rather, of these men. It's sickening. Waleed Shubat, we don't have much time. Tell the audience about RescueChristians.org. What exactly is RescueChristians.org about?
There's many organizations that feed Christians, give them blanket, give them Bibles. What we do is bring them out of danger zone into Christian lands, into safe lands. And that's what we do. We, in fact, talk about biblical Judaism in which they began to bake bricks under the Pharaoh. If you go to Pakistan today, you'll find thousands upon thousands of Christians baking bricks exactly as it was in the days of Egypt and the Pharaoh. We buy slaves and we release them. I'm in the slave business, Mr. Savage. I buy slaves. And I let
you
them.
Mean you negotiate with the Muslim terrorists for their lives and then you free them?
What other choice do you have? You know, they have their families, their daughters are being raped, molested. They give them loans in which they cannot pay. Then they own their lives completely. People.
Waleed, what is this religion called Islam? Why are we so polite to this? I want to understand, what is this politeness about this growing cancer that's spreading across the globe?
Well, many say it's Jewish naivete, in which many of the scholars basically were sympathetic for Islam. But I talk about Islam, and when I talk about, let's say, the seven lampstands, you forgot the inclusion of the Muslims in Egypt in 639 A.D., in which the population of...
Waleed Shobat is a wonderful, just man. RescueChristians.org. Will you please go to that website? I don't benefit from it at all, thank God. RescueChristians.org. Why don't you help him rescue some Christians from your Muslim friends? This is the Savage Nation. Be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
We're all cheering right now as we see the missiles fly. It's a very populist thing to launch missiles and bombs. We like it. We want people dead. We love to see their headscarves flying to Allah land. That's where they belong. They should be wiped out. You should atomize them for the things they're saying. You think this is a joke. This is no joke. These people are more dangerous than Hitler was. The only difference is they don't have an air force, they don't have tanks, etc. But they're worse than Hitler. And if you think that this is not true, then you've got to listen to their rhetoric. An icicle spokesman said, "We will burn your crosses and enslave your women." He also said that Muslims living amongst us in Canada, America, France, and Australia should murder any non-believer amongst them. So Muslims in America are being told to strike out on their own, kill you, in other words. Kill them in any manner, any way, however it may be, he said on the recording. He said Muslims are like predatory warriors who face death bare chests. And he said Muslims do not need permission to kill any non-believer. Now, he's talking about the people amongst you in this country. Why do I say that? Well, because if you don't want to accept the government's position that they've been released into this country, either through the border or through asylum, then don't listen to me. Listen to your own government. They told us they were everywhere. The same group that says that they will break your crosses and enslave your women goes on to say that Obama is a mule of the Jews, and Secretary of State John Kerry is, quote, an uncircumcised old geezer. I'm quoting them now. If you want to know what vile is, okay? And he said this is their final campaign. They don't fear planes, ballistic missiles, drones, and they want Muslims everywhere to attack anyone they find who's a kefir, which is not a Muslim. That's not a drink. It's not a dairy drink. A kefir apparently is sometimes confused with a dairy drink, but it is not. Now we wake up and we find out there's a little-known group that was about to kill us called the Khorasan Group. I mean, what is a Khorasan? First it was Al-Qaeda. Then it became ISIS. That was the next boogeyman. Now it's Khorasan, and they were going to smuggle in a toothpaste bomb? What is a Khorasan? A Japanese chorus girl? Papa, what is a Khorasan? How do they get names like this? Who invents these things? And they said there was an imminent attack planning against the United States, this time with toothpaste bombs. Little is known about the Khorasan Group, which the Pentagon said has established a safe haven in Syria to develop external attacks. U.S. intelligence believe that the organization Khorasan, blah, blah, blah. How do they know these groups? What do you mean it's an outgrowth of Al-Qaeda? Well, what does that mean, an outgrowth of Al-Qaeda? It's all one and the same thing. I don't care if they're called Khorasan, Papa San, Mama San, ISIS, Shmisis, Bubba Mises, Icicle, Picicle, Hicicle. I don't care anymore. Just kill them. We all want that to happen. However, the president is acting in an unconstitutional manner. He should have gone before Congress for authorization. And what really, really disturbs Michael Savage is that Russia is right now holding a massive military drill. 155,000 troops, 4,000 tanks, 632 aircraft, and 84 ships. Not exactly in the area, but in the Eastern Military District. And it's a combat readiness activity because they're getting ready for the U.S.'s invasion or bombing of Syria. And I fear World War III. I think Samantha Powers, I think that the Four Horsewomen of the Apocalypse, I fear that the Muslim sisterhood that's running this country is so crazy, so juvenile, so insane, that they're liable to plunge us into something we can't get out of. How do you feel about that? ISIS, ISIL, Bubba Mises, whatever they're calling themselves today. Every day they invent a new name. A new name, they come up with another boogeyman of some kind of fanatical Muslims, and then he tells they're not Muslims. So far as I can tell, all of these boogeymen, Islamic groups, are Islamic. I mean, I can't, pardon me, I'm not as smart as Samantha Powers or the president or Tom Brokaw's descendants in the media, but it seems to me they're all Muslims fighting for Allah. But nevertheless, put that aside. What bothers me here is that they're using this pretext to take down Icicle in order to bring down Assad. Now, I'm not a fan of Assad. Assad is a dictator. But I also studied what went on under Obama's previous desires to bring about democracy. Need I remind you that everywhere Hillary Clinton's plan to bring down a dictator has been enacted, there's been a disaster that followed. Do I have to tell you what she did in Libya after killing Gaddafi? Do I have to remind you what almost happened in Egypt after Obama and his merry pranksters brought down Mubarak? So now they have learned nothing from their diabolical insanity, and they want to bring down Assad. Are they asking themselves who will take over Syria once Assad is gone? I don't know. A logical conclusion would be it'll be terrorists of the type that we're trying to destroy who will soon have a sovereign air force called Assad's Air Force. Now, how do I know that this is just a cover to attack Assad? Duh. Because they've told us so. I want you to listen carefully to the man himself in clip number four. Listen carefully to President Obama, to line number three. Listen carefully.
Meanwhile, we will move forward with our plan supported by bipartisan majorities in Congress to ramp up our effort to train and equip the Syrian opposition, who are the best counterweight to ISIL and the Assad regime. And more broadly, over 40 nations have offered to help in this comprehensive effort to
The best counterweight to ISIL and the Assad regime. Not to be outdone is the inimitable Samantha Powers. This is Samantha Powers, whoever she is. She has some kind of job within the dictatorship. I don't know what she does, but listen to her now on the Savage Nation.
The training also will service these troops in the same struggle that they've been in since the beginning of this conflict against the Assad regime.
Bingo.
Let me note, the Free Syrian Army and other moderate forces have been fighting ISIL since December. They have pushed ISIL out of strategic areas. The reason that they've lost the moderate opposition...
Stop right there. That's an exclusive interview with nothing but communism, NBC News. Again, it's the Assad regime. This is a cover story to invade Syria and take down Assad. What will happen will be the exodus of 200,000 to 300,000 Christians, the slaughter of Alawites and Christians, again, by the moderate rebels who we are supporting. This is insanity. I don't think anyone understands what's going on. To me, the same mentality that permitted a deranged, drugged man to jump the fence at the White House and get into the White House without killing him, this is the same mindset that is now attacking Syria under the guise of taking out who they're calling ISIL. They changed it again today to something else. They came up with a new name. Today they came up with another Islamist boogeyman. But here's a little something for you to contemplate that you may not have seen. I'm not one to give into fear, unmitigated fear. But sometimes I get an eerie feeling that the prophetic gene that I inherited is a little too prophetic. And my book's out October 7th, Stop the Coming Civil War. I didn't write it for fun. I didn't write it because I thought it would just yank your chains or sell a lot of books. I mean, I'd like it to sell, of course. But I really fear an attempt to provoke an insurrection in this country in order to clamp down on the American people who pay the taxes and go to work every day and to seize our guns and turn us into serfs, full and complete serfs. They've stolen our borders, our language, our culture, and our dignity. They've flooded America with infected illegal aliens. ISIS is running wild in the streets, and they tell us they can't stop them. I don't know what's next. I do know that there's a grand design, and I do know that the transformational president is not to be underestimated. You know, maybe the book where I write the war on the military and the war on security is so right on that it's now come home to roost. Maybe this president has so broken the morale of DHS, which we're reading about, by the way. They're bleeding managers. They're bleeding employees. He's broken the military by firing 800 majors and thousands of captains and destroyed weapon systems. Maybe he has so debased our security apparatus that the country is literally a sieve. We know he's broken the border. We know he's broken the Border Patrol. He's broken their hearts. He's killed them. He's killed the Border Patrol. He's turned them into nannies. They have to take care of infected children now. And many of them are getting sick with TB. And you don't believe me? You check it out. If he's broken the Border Patrol and he's broken the military, how do we know he hasn't broken the morale of the Secret Service? What the heck is going on here? I want an answer to this, and I don't have it. Mr. Know-it-all doesn't have the answer. I truly don't believe, as a friend of mine suggested, I mean, I can't go there, that this was a general's plot like that against AH. I don't believe it. I don't believe that the upper command structure of the military and the Secret Service is so frightened of what Obama's done to the country that they sent him a warning and then caught the guy at the last minute in order to send a chilled warning up into the world. I don't believe it. I can't accept that. I just don't believe that there are men with enough guts to do that. How do you like that? I don't believe that there are any men who have not been sissified to the extent that they're afraid that they would act so boldly. I don't believe it. I don't believe they're left in the military or in any of the other security apparatus. I think they're all gone. They've been driven out. They've been driven out by the Muslim Sisterhood and by the insanity that's percolating down from the top. This is a nightmare. The government is broken from top to bottom. And look, it starts with him destroying, first of all, the will of the people. Has he actually destroyed the will of the people yet? No. Why? Well, because you still have a sense of empowerment. What gives you a sense of empowerment? You don't want to get into the psychology of this? He's broken the will of the Department of Homeland Security, according to the latest reports. They've had bleeding of managers. They've run out from underneath Jared Johnson. No one knows where Jared Johnson came from. No one knows who Jared Johnson is. We know that he's a man who answers only to the White House. So top managers in DHS have left and quit, thousands and hundreds of them. They can't find anyone to replace them. DHS is shot. Border Patrol is shot. Do we know if the FBI has been losing agents? Do we know if the Secret Service has been losing agents? We don't know any of this. No one's going to tell us. So the only element of this society that has not yet been broken by the Obamas and their cadre are the American people themselves. So when I say the American people themselves, I don't mean the diehard global warming, the warmists, the marchers. They don't need to be broken. They're already the sheeple. They already have rings not in their noses, but rings in their brains. They don't need to have a ring put in their nose. They don't ever have a ring put in their nose. They have a ring in their brains. They've been led around by their own rhetoric, so they're no threat whatsoever to the agenda. Okay, so you're the last vestige of hope for this country, you the people? Huh, what a burden I put on you. What a burden I put upon you. Be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
The Savage Nation is sponsored by SwissAmerica.com, the only company I, Michael Savage, trust to buy my gold and silver from, SwissAmerica.com. Okay, well, today we're all cautiously optimistic about President Obama's attack on ISIS in Syria. We all know it's long overdue. We only hope that it's sustained and kills the leadership, kill all the leaders. And the rest will run away. If you kill enough of them, they'll stop coming. At least that's what they said in Vietnam about the French. The Vietnamese killed all of the French troops that they captured. Their phrase was, if you kill enough of them, they will stop coming. Nothing's ever changed under the sun. Now, if you listen to the Islamic State's taunting speech, which calls for killing civilians, you're not going to believe it. We'll burn your crosses. We'll enslave your women. This is against any American, European, Australian, Canadian. They call them filthy French. This is what's going on. I mean, this is who we're facing here. We know they're not Muslims. They call themselves Muslims, but we know they're not really Muslims. What's interesting, though, is there's a coalition of Muslims against the fanatical Muslims. That's sort of like the Republicans versus the Tea Party. I mean, it's a crude analogy, I admit. But to see Sunni Muslims attacking Sunni Muslims, I think for the first time in history, would be like, well, watching the Republican Party attack the Tea Party. There is actually, it's not a crude analogy. It's an apt analogy. The only difference is the Republicans don't kill, nor do the Tea Party. But fundamentally, it's the same thing. You know, I gotta take a little time out and move. Give me 20 seconds to tell you something. I have put myself on the line for you, my listener. And I put myself in the front of the line of fire right now with this book, Stop the Coming Civil War. I need you as my troops to follow me. I need you to follow me. I need you to buy my book, Stop the Coming Civil War. I need you to carry the book alone, the title alone. The title is so incendiary that it says it all. But you have to have the guts to follow me. If I'm willing to put myself out like this for you, then you've got to be willing to put yourself out for yourself in America. You put it on the desk at work and let's see what happens. Let's see what happens. Let's see who tells you to put the book away that it's not American. Let's see what happens when these books appear all around America. Well, anyway, let's move on and see what else is in the news. There's a fence around the White House that's good for the White House but not for the border. Great. Sure. The White House intruder had 800 rounds of ammo and a machete in his car, but the Secret Service said he was no threat. Okay, whatever. Oh, yes, one other thing. RFK Jr. says climate skeptics should be at The Hague with all the other war criminals. Anyone who doesn't believe his big lie, RFK Jr., a really reliable source, anyone who doesn't believe him belongs in The Hague for a Nuremberg trial they're calling for. I swear to God. Clip 21, RFK Jr. says climate skeptics should be at The Hague with all the other war criminals. They should be in jail. Anyone who doesn't agree with his scam and his scheme should be arrested and put in jail.
I think they should be in jail. I think they should be enjoying three hots and a cot at The Hague with all the other war criminals who are there.
But then again, he married Larry David's television wife. What more would you expect from RFK Jr.? Wait a minute, he's not alone. The lefty crackpot, David Suzuki, remember him? The bizarre crackpot from PBS, the so-called scientist. The so-called scientist, David Suzuki, said all politicians who deny global warming should be arrested. I swear to God, they should be arrested as an intergenerational crime. Our politicians should be thrown in the slammer.
Our politicians should be thrown in the slammer for willful blindness. If we are in a position of being able to act and we see something going on and we refuse to acknowledge the threat or act on it, we can be taken to court for willful blindness.
Good for you, Suzuki. Banzai, David. Meanwhile, Obama on the White House gate jumper, he said he's grateful for the Secret Service.
The Secret Service does a great job. Thank you. And I'm grateful for all the sacrifices they make on my behalf and my family's behalf.
Okay. Biden has some comments to make about the Tea Party.
There are a lot of good people in the Tea Party, but their objective is they don't want anything, the government involved in anything. They're not liberal or conservative. They're anti-government. So their ends are met best when nothing happens.
Oh, come on. You're kidding. Ebola doctor says border control is critical.
While the outbreak rages on in Liberia, Sierra Leone, Guinea, you have to maintain vigilance at the points of entry in these other countries. And absolutely, Nigeria is completely ready for that now. We shored up all their key international airports.
Really? You mean border control in Africa, but no border control in America? Anyway, let's take our hats off to the Commander-in-Chief and wish him the best. And let's hope that the American tiger devours the ISIS cage jumpers. This is Michael Savage saying God bless America.
Savage.